First thing is approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. I do have one recommendation. We could strike executive session pending litigation as well as possible action on executive session items.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Here.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of August 14th. Any corrections, questions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it is from People's Place thanking Sussex County Council for the generous donation for the Veterans Outreach Program. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, public comment, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Paul Rigger.
Good morning.
Morning.
18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. First thing is concerning an old case that went through planning and zoning in this board was at the Southern Therapeutic Riding Center. When you said did that, I thought that should have just went through the Board of Adjustment under Riding Academy and going through. A little while ago, I guess maybe 2 months ago, they did the preliminary site plan approval for it, but they couldn't go to the final approval for it. I don't know whether that's because of the setbacks or concerning with the stabling on that. As to whereas I believe that should have went directly to the Board of Adjustment for one hearing and had been done and all approved. But the second thing is you have a case coming up on September 10th or 9th, the first meeting of September for the Board of Adjustment. From watching a planning and zoning hearing, it came up with the words assisted living facility during the hearing. And in that case, I don't know where it went, never came up to use again. But there was a discussion a while ago before you had did the commercial code about the definition for assisted living facility. If it's not listed, not permitted. But on that September 10th one, you have one that's basically it went through planning and zoning, I guess maybe technically denied or pulled or however it went, and now it shifted to that. But that comes back to the definitions. Is it an assisted living facility? What is it? If it's assisted living facility, if it's not listed under Board of Adjustments, it's now in your new commercial code, which you spent a lot of time putting together. And I would feel that an assisted living facility should come before planning and zoning and back to the county council for the experience and everything else like that. It has to be coming through as if you watch Board of Adjustment and then planning and zoning and county council. I believe that you have to look at all the uses while we have time that the comp plan is done. Really look at the special uses, what Board of Adjustment hears and what comes before you. It's just ironic. You hear one thing in one hearing, then you look at the code and say, okay, the definition doesn't fit. You see another town deny something, they say the same thing if it's not listed, not permitted in their zoning. It goes in that nature. But really, you have to stay with, if you say something and come up with the definition for it, put it in the other code, it should come back to you. If you can look at that, I believe it should come back to you with the facility that it sounded like they were doing, fell right into assisted living facility, should come back to planning and zoning, and you guys should not fall to Board of Adjustment. Third thing is with, I guess with the kennels, with the dogs last week or a week and a half ago, can you go through on the county code under 115 and update the complete chapter on that since how many years ago it's been since OAW has taken over the dog control issues. Our code still says that you can get a license in the county, you can do this. There's a lot of stuff in there that is false and misleading. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
Thank you.
My name is Dan Kramer. There's, I don't know how many ordinances that are on the books that have been introduced and never worked on. And you got two yahoos here that are going to be leaving. And I'm, well, just like this here, good riddance with bad rubbish. And I'm happy to see them leave. But that's beside the point.
You're hurting.
The point of it is, this stuff needs to be straightened up before they do leave. Because otherwise, it's going to be out there, hanging there, and it needs to be taken care of prior to January.
Thank you, sir. Your kind comments are always appreciated.
Now I know how you really feel about me.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is a presentation by Mr. Russ Tatman. Mr. Tatman representing the historic Lewis Byway and going to present the voluntary design guidelines. I'd introduce Mr. Tatman and welcome come forward. Mr. Burton asked that this presentation be placed on today's agenda. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and have this opportunity. As Todd said, I am a member of the Lewis Historic Byway Committee, and I also am the chair of the Voluntary Design Guidelines. Our committee has undertaken the task of preparing the voluntary design guidelines to provide conceptual guidance for landscaping and building appearance for byway properties and owners. The City of Lewis has endorsed our program, and we wish to make County Council aware of the guidelines and in the future receive your endorsement. The voluntary design guidelines are exactly that, not anymore, just voluntary and guidelines. There is nothing mandatory about them. It's a program where we wish to work with property owners on a voluntary basis. Our goal is to preserve, conserve, and enhance the character of the Lewis Byway. Also, to encourage the protection and presentation of the features that makes the Lewis Byway worthy of its designation. On the screen now, I'm showing the six roads which make up the Lewis Historic Byways. Two of those roads, Pilottown Road and Cape Hem Open Drive, are entirely within the city limits of Lewis. However, the four roads where the most activity are going on in future development, land planning, are in both the county and the city. You have New Road. You can see the black lines that we've indicated where the general division is between city and county. Savannah Road, naturally running from Five Points all the way down to Cape Henlopen Drive, Kings Highway, and Gills Neck Road. Of all those roads, you, the county, occupy approximately 50% of the byway. If we did not include Pilottown or Cape Henlopen Drive, which are fully within the city, then the county participation comes up to 60%. No, that didn't work. It's not going either way.
There she goes.
Very good, thank you. Just real quickly, I just want to bring us up to date how we got to where we are today. This all started in 2009 when Lewis Byways was designated, and then it really took place after necessary funding was secured and we were able to move forward with getting a corridor management plan. And that was approved by DelDOT in 2015, endorsed by the city and the county to make us move forward with our planning. What is a byway? What you're looking at on the screen now is a definition of a byway as you find it in the byway manuals. This is what, when you're doing the corridor management plan, this is the things you look at. I want to take a different approach with you and just have you think a minute. Two conditions that have occurred in Lewis on the byways that really illustrates what a byway is. The first is Gills Neck Road, and you've played a major role in that byway. If you ride down Gills Neck Road, you're not aware how many hundreds of homes are there. You have worked hard with the developers to provide setbacks from their for their buildings, and then worked hard with them to get landscaping. And then the HSOs have come in and done a wonderful job of maintaining that. So you've generated, in my opinion, in our opinion, a byway that is really a byway. It just is a wonderful, you've left the openness, you've brought the landscaping there. The other one's a little smaller, but it's very unique because it's where we want to go. If you get on Kings Highway, go past Cape and Lopen High School, and just before you make the turn to go across Freeman's Highway to enter into Lewis, you'll see a nice big red barn. It wasn't there 3 years ago. And that's the Big Oyster Brewery, and that's in the county. And there we had a property owner who took the initiative to recognize what the byway is and what it's going to be, and provided something that is very well fitting it. And again, I see where County Council made that happen for us. If you then continue on, you come to the lighthouse. You come to the landscaping that Lewis and Bloom takes care of. Beautiful, beautiful entry. Continue a little farther on Kings Highway, and you come to where the Queen Anne's Railroad used to be. It was there in the late 1980s, early 1990s. Sat empty. Now, you have the Stations of Kings. It's been open about 2 years. Two new buildings, absolutely fitting in with the character of the byways. So here we have two property owners, one in the county, one in the city, recognizing what's happening on the byway. We were not involved in it as a byway committee. They just did it. And that's really what we want to have happen as we move forward with our voluntary design guidelines. Okay, our challenges and obligations. And really, this picture, I think, is very, very significant of the challenges we're facing and the obligations. You're looking at New Road. You're coming out of Lewis. The three houses that you see at the lower right-hand corner, they happen to be in the county because the city-county line runs up behind them. But yet, if you go to the left-hand side where you see Canary Creek, we're now back touching the city. The property you immediately see after you pass Canary Creek on the left, Brittingham Farm. Brittingham Farm now is being for sale, and I understand there's a developer looking at it, talking about cluster development. So here we have a challenge. We have to make sure we can work with this developer, property owner, but we have to work in a voluntary basis. We cannot mandate anything, we cannot dictate anything. But then if you continue on up and go to the upper part of the screen, you will see the Groom Church property. And there they're talking about close to 300 homes going in. So you're going to see there's going to be a tremendous challenge, tremendous opportunity for both the Byway Committee, County Council, to really get a vision for what can New Road be as it turns into something like a Gill's Neck Road. I really want to emphasize this point that as I've said before, the byway does not mandate any new regulations. We work on the basis of recommendations. You are the people that make the zoning changes, the land use plans. We just work to work with the property owners on an individual basis to hopefully enhance and improve the byways the way we saw those two property owners do on Kings Highway. Here's our project purpose of what we're trying to do with our guidelines. And the four key words in there, from our perspective, is conceptual, guidance, and inspiration. If we can pass that on to the individual byway property owners, wherever they are on a byway, then we can do a lot to maintaining, enhancing, and improving our particular byway. Okay, when we sat down and decided how we were going to approach this, because this is new territory. The first thing we became aware of, very few people know they live on a byway. Very few people know what a byway is. So the first thing we felt we had to do was really enact a public awareness program or an educational program. So what we want to do is really an 8-step process. We want to have letters with a byway brochure. I believe you've all received a copy this morning. I have other copies if anyone here would like them. We want to send a letter to every property owner on the byway, both in the city and in the county. We want to tell them what a byway is, what the benefits of a byway are, and what they can do to help enhance that and improve that, as Big Oyster Brewery did, as the station on Kings did, and as many other property owners do. We really would like the letter to have two signatures on it, one from the county and one from the city. And I know you can't commit to it till you see the letter where we want to go, but we really ask you to do that. What we're going to use as a kickoff of this letter is, if you look at the top right-hand corner, that is what is going to be byway signs. Approximately 14 of those byway signs are going to be installed in the next 90 days on the byways by Delta. And we want to use that sign as our kickoff to getting these letters and brochures out to all the property owners. We also want to get letters to the realtors, the design professions, the developers, the contractors, to ask them to help us to use their professional capabilities as they work on byway properties to help us enhance and improve that byway. We then are going to have a public workshop, and it's not going to be a public workshop where we stand up and we talk. We want it to be a public workshop where we really answer questions of the byway property owners, although everyone will be welcome to it. We want to establish a recognition program to recognize good design. Articles in the Cape Gazette, articles in other news outlets that really recognize the Big Oyster Brewery, the Old World Bread and the distillery out at the intersection of New Road and Nassau Road. We want to get a website. Yes, there's a little website that now links to the city of Lewis, but we want to establish our own website so anyone coming in and seeing a byway and wondering what it is, they can go and find out everything they need to know about it. We want to work hard to get articles in the Cape Gazette, local TV, promoting the byway, so we're just not only communicating with byway property owners, but we're communicating with the general population. Then we want to meet with major property owners, developers, and really work through with them the benefits of working and developing another Gills Neck Road or whatever it is that provides the feature for that particular byway. Then we're going to invite a couple businesses, a couple developers to join our committee so that we can get their input and assist us as we move through doing our work. Here comes the hard part. What I just went through, I think we can accomplish and we can do, and I really look forward to you considering to endorse our program and being working with us. But this is the hard part. We can't find any guidelines anywhere. Usually when an engineer, which I am, goes to do something, you always go, who's done it before me? What can I use from that document that can help me do what I want to do? We can't find any guidelines where you're working with a property owner. Most of the guidelines you see really are working within the right-of-ways, or the public right-of-ways. They're working with the highways, they're working the landscaping in that, bike trails, walking paths. And so this is really our challenge, and we haven't been able really to nail it down. So this is our approach. We are talking to local architects and landscape architects to see if we can get their assistance. Naturally, we have no money, so we're asking for a little free help. We're also going to go out and talk to the professionals that understand what we're doing and help on them to develop a scope with us, the timing and the cost. Then we're going to look for funding. We have no funds. We want to go and get grants, just the way we got a grant to do the corridor management plan. We'd like to get a grant to be able to help us develop these actual guidelines, which would provide the architectural features of a building we'd be looking to show a homeowner to do, some landscaping concepts that would work for them. We're going to coordinate with the Lewis Planning Commission because it's part of their comp plan. They have to do looking at doing some design guidelines for the Marine Commercial District, which happens to be on Savannah Road, which is one of our byways. And then once we get those four steps done, we're then going to really develop the most effective way to complete. And it's going to take us some time, so that's why the awareness program is so important to us. So in conclusion, I really would just like to ask for your future consideration by council to endorse our guideline program and also consider including it in your Sussex County comprehensive plan. That's my presentation. I failed in the beginning to introduce my cohort, Mike Hahn. He's the byway coordinator with DLDOT. Also, Mike Costello, who is your employee and happens to be on our byway committee, and we really enjoy working with him. So I'd be pleased to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions of council? Mr. Burton.
All right, so I got a few here. So let's talk about the endorsement, right? That's a pretty tough spot, right? Because we're land, we're not roads. You're roads.
We're not roads either. We're working on land on this.
Well, tell me what the endorsement. What weight would endorsement carry without code?
Actually, I think the main weight it would carry and show us is that you are behind the voluntary design guideline program, that you really don't have to do anything. Endorse it. Yes, we'll use Mike. I would love to get someone to sign the letter with us. When we meet with property owners in the city of Lewis, like when we met with the Shell brothers on their new proposed senior living facility to talk about byways, the city planner went with us just to be there, be available to us. So if we meet with property owners in the county, I really would welcome someone from the county to come with us. You don't have to, but we would welcome that. So I think endorsing it shows your support for what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish in the way it has nothing to do with roads. We're not working in the roads. We're working on private property, where if a private property owner says, we have no interest in your program, I don't want to hear you, we say thank you, we leave. That's their property, that's their right. But if we can get confidence in people and instill them and show what the byway can bring to them, I think it's a very positive approach for us.
Okay. Because that's a good answer. Because I'm not sure we had anything to do with Gill's Neck Road. I think the developer did that, and it's beautiful. But it was his undertaking to do that.
I may be going in an area I don't know about, but I just read where there was a 7-acre parcel on Gill's Neck Road where the Planning Commission recommended the setback be a little greater than the developer proposed. And I don't know what you're doing, but I saw that as a positive of maintaining what is there. I don't have any history, I'm just what little bit I've read in the paper. So I think you've played a role, more than you maybe realize, by being county council, by looking at each project as it comes forward. You have more impact than you realize.
I don't know about all that. I think it was that we got that the developing body that did Gill's Neck Road is a quality citizens, and what they did was they gave up land for beautification that helped them, helped us, helped everybody. But it was their undertaking and their dollar, and it's beautiful. So
I agree. I still think you ought to take some credit. Pat yourself on the back.
All right. How is this being? Are there any studies that show that this economically helps the developer? Is there anything that says, hey, this, by doing this, you get?
There's a little bit of information and it's that says, yes, people that live on a byway and they've enhanced that byway, their personal property value increases. I can't come and give you a report that says that, but when we
work... That might help.
But it helps, substantially helps, because the appearance, the location, and what you have, and not only what's happening in the personal property, hopefully DelDOT, when they step forward and do their parts in the right-of-ways with some of the vision plans that in the master plan that's been done for Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road, and the master plan that's being worked on now for New Road, shows a vision. Highway department gets the funding, can do it, make it happen. Then you have really increased, in my opinion, property values of that situation. Bike paths, walk trails, landscaping, that's very phenomenal.
Yeah, if you came to me and you said, I'd like you to do this, participate in this byway program, and you could show me an economic benefit, I may listen a little harder.
Right.
Yeah. What is the, on Savannah Road, explain, I didn't know that Savannah was a Lewis byway. I don't see a lot of landscaping and stuff like that along Savannah.
That is one of the roads we want to concentrate on. We agree with you. And I've noticed that right now you have three or four conditional use applications for doctor offices and medical offices. We want to jump right on those and talk to them about doing that. If you step back and look at Savannah Road, and if you come off of Route 1 and you see the village of Five Points, they've done a phenomenal job. It gets lost, though. They have a beautiful fencing around it. They have that nice pond with a sprinkler in it. When you go to enter into the village of Five Points, beautiful landscaping, and they do it year-round. So there's a start. If you jump into the city of Lewis, and just after you go over the railroad tracks and past the gas station, again, you see some nice landscaping. But if you continue down Savannah in the city, there could be some improvement. But I agree with you, from essentially the railroad tracks out to the village of Five Points, we need to do a lot of work to enhance that byway. And this program will give us a mechanism and a tool. And I think here, by having your endorsement, we know we have your support. But I have to emphasize, it's voluntary. If a property owner says, I'm going to keep it the way it is, we recognize that and accept it.
You mentioned funding source DelDOT. Tell me about that funding source. You hit on that a couple times. I kind of lost you. I don't know where your funding source is.
We don't have a real funding source. I believe on the corridor management plans, and Mike may be able to verify it, that DelDOT did fund the cost to do the CMPs. There are six byways in Delaware. Three of them are in Sussex County. I believe one of them that's in Sussex County, the Bayshore one, right now is having some work done through a grant from the University of Delaware as a funding source. So we have
they're
to
funding
look.
The design, or they're funding the project?
I think they're funding a plan.
A plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I add to that?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So, on my con, thanks for having me here tonight, or today. One of the qualifiers under the Transportation Alternatives Program, which is DelDOT's Division of Planning, is for non-motorized transportation improvements. There's been hundreds of projects done throughout the entire state. If you're on a designated byway, you actually get, it's kind of a competition submission with a 20% match, and 80% is funded by the federal government. So if you're on a particular byway corridor, you get actually extra points for scoring. So if you want to talk about future funding or funding opportunities, if you're on a designated byway, you get recognized in terms of the competition with other towns or municipalities in terms of their scoring. It all depends what the project is per se, but again, one of the qualifiers is if you're on a designated byway, you get a couple extra points in your rating.
Which you use those points for what?
The scoring would be prioritization, which projects get funded before others.
road projects?
They would be non-motorized transportation improvements. They could be landscaping. They could be bike trails. They could be sidewalks, sidewalk links, stormwater management, water quality, or scenic easement acquisitions.
Okay.
Where's Carpenter Square fit in?
Say again?
Where does Carpenter Square fit in?
Carpenter Square?
Yes.
Are you referring to Ship Carpenter Square, Mr.
Ship
Wilson?
Ship Carpenter, yes.
That was Transportation Alternatives Program. 20% was funded by the City of Lewis, if I actually have the correct designation. Correct?
I'm...
Okay.
I have no knowledge.
It's in the city limits, right? It's in the city limits, Sam.
Yeah, it was Light Ship Overfalls is within the park.
Actually, it's right down from the BB Hospital.
There were...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And by the way, my grandfather's house is in there.
Okay.
Well, that's a beautiful landscaped area, and I wish we could claim it as part of the byways.
So I just want to say that there are extra funding opportunities if you're along within designated byways.
Great. Thank you.
Anything else? Any more questions of council? Questions of council?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. One item today, County Administrator's Report for August 21st, 2018. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults and Physical Disabilities Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Monday, August 27th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. The subcommittee will continue to discuss planning for their next conference, which is scheduled May 9th, 2019. Copy of the agenda is attached. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Belterra Phase 1A construction record received substantial completion effective August 17th. And item three, a reminder, the council will not meet on August 28th or September 4th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on September 11th at 10 a.m. County offices will be closed Monday, September 3rd for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Medlars.